Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Red Sox traded an all-star slugger, Rafael Devers, to the Giants. Every person that got that notification yesterday, I think, went, wait, what? What just happened? He was once considered a franchise cornerstone. Boston got Kyle Harrison, Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs, and prospects in return. Why did this happen?
He became expendable in some ways because of the fact they went and traded for a third baseman, and they basically said, you know, you're our DH now, or they wanted him to move positions, and then it kind of all blew up in their face. And he was really good this year, but I say it's been a while. I don't know what Boston is doing because he was having a phenomenal year. He's still one of the best hitters in the game. Even Clayton Kershaw, who was interviewed last night, was like, yeah, Buster's going for it. Talking about Buster Posey and this Giants organization, yeah. Because he's like, Devers is one of the best. At worst, he's one of the top 10 hitters in the league. Listen to this. In the last few years, they've traded Mookie Betts, Chris Sale, and Rafael Devers. I think all of them were on that World Series team a few years ago, like back in 17 or whatever it was.
Yeah. Not only that, they let Bogarts walk in free agency.
They got Vaughn Grissom, our guy Alex Verdugo, Connor Wong, Jeter Downs, and the aforementioned Jordan Hicks and Kyle Harrison, along with a prospect for those guys.
You know what's
What?
Was it, what was his name? Kyme Bloom, that was their GM just a couple of years ago that got fired, probably a year and a half. He's the one that actually signed Rafael Devers to the extension that he's, you know, $300 million plus, 10 years, and everything else. And he was fired because of a lot of those moves. It's like, dude, what are we getting back in return? And then one of the last things he did was sign Rafael Devers to this extension, and all of a sudden that one has gone blank as well. I will say, this whole saga with Rafael Devers, if you guys remember, like Bo said, they trade for Bregman. Devers is asked to take ground balls at first and third during spring training. He's like, no thanks. He actually came out over the weekend, and he actually had requested a trade back in spring training, and they weren't able to get a deal done. And it just he's one of those guys that kind of fell out of favor with the front office. It brought back memories. Do you remember early 2000s? And I know Grant will remember this as well. Early 2000s when Chipper Jones basically said he wanted to play left field. Because was it Vinny Castillo they were trying to get at the time was going to come in and play third base?
But don't forget, yes, and yeah, he was. That's the time he willingly was like that. But remember, early in his career, they moved him to left field because of Terry Pendleton came back to the team.
Yep.
But yeah,
it just brought up memories of the guys being asked to move positions and do different things. And you know, obviously Rafael Devers was like, no, I played third base. And then essentially they kind of came to grips with it in spring training. They said, hey, look, just focus on hitting. Put your glove away. And then the first baseman gets injured, and they're like, hey, get your glove back out.
Uh-huh.
So obviously he fell out of favor, and they fell out of favor with him for everything going on in there. It's just crazy. Devers is such an explosive player at the plate. He was obviously below average playing third base, which they did not like, but it's a new regime. Feels like they're trying to turn over a new leaf up in Boston, but I don't think that they're getting back some of the players that are going to help them be successful in the you know, in the shadow of Rafael Devers.
Yeah, I that's the point. Is that that's why I mentioned all those guys. They've made some trades that have just been questionable, and what they've gotten in return. The funny thing was, is he obviously wanted to leave. There's a Brewers pitcher last week that wanted to leave Milwaukee because he got bumped from the rotation. Aaron Savell, I think, as you pronounce his name, and he was like, they're like, hey, we're gonna bump you to the bullpen because they had Mizorowski who can like throw in the hundreds. You know, he can hit top 100 miles an hour easily. 102 he's even hit. And he's like, yeah, y'all leave me in the rotation or trade me. And they're like, cool. Now he's a White Sox.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
So, it worked out a lot better for Rafael Devers than it did Savell or Seivel because, one, you know, the Giants are a team that are in the wild. They're actually fighting the Dodgers. At one point in time, this weekend, they were leading the NL West, crazy or not. They are fighting with the Dodgers for first place in the West.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to go. You're going to help them. Now, they also, I don't know where Devers is going to play because they have Chapman that they just signed there a while back, and he's a pretty good third baseman.
I will say this, too, and I have to check this. I was told that the Giants, even with all their success, they haven't had a hitter hit over 30 home runs in 20 years, which I think that would have been Barry Bonds, if I'm not mistaken.
When did Barry Bonds retire?
That would have been 05, 06, something like that. So, yeah, that's crazy to think about. That is insane.
2007 is when Barry Bonds retired.
There you go.
And they have three World Series in this.
That's what I'm saying.
Span.
That's why it's nuts, but I can't think, unless it was Buster Posey, I can't think of another 30-homer hitter, and I don't think he ever got a 30. So.
I just found it. The Giants haven't had a hitter with 30 home runs since Barry Bonds, but back in 2004.
There you go.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, that's
according to ESPN.
That's three World Series teams. That's insane.
It's probably about the time he stopped juicing, so, I mean.
Timeline adds up.
Is that when they
– Well, I don't think he ever stopped.
When did they eradicate steroids from the Major League Baseball?
When they had the Balco – is that the Balco year?
Yeah. Finally – the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have resumed contract talks. Now, we talked last week about Shamar Stewart's comments about that. He actually left minicamp, Mike, with his thing. But, you know, Hendrickson and the Bengals are kind of resuming it, according to Jeremy Fowler. So he racked up $105,000 worth of fines. By missing mini camp, but maybe there's going to be a resolution to this before training camp. I don't know because the Bengals are just not a great organization when it comes to these things.
Let's see, what percentage of 40 million is 100,000? I just quick math off the top of my head, I have no idea, but what percentage you're talking about that he's looking for per year, somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 million, which I don't think he'll get, but that's what he's looking for. And then you think 100,000 is like, no big deal. You know what I mean? Just write the check.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's nice they kind of resume talks. I think that hopefully this kind of thing can – I think both of these happen at the same time, Bo, to your point. I think that's what kind of makes this fan base feel a little bit restless. That's all.
So there was some talks that the Royals and the Chiefs were going to straight up leave Missouri. And they were going to head to Kansas. Just because there can't – just. Some people don't realize this, but Kansas City is not actually in Kansas. It's in Missouri. The Royals and the Chiefs, Mike, as you know, because you've been there like me, they share a parking lot.
Yep.
It's like, well, just like in Philadelphia, it's the same thing is up there with the football. And I think it's actually the basketball arena. But anyways, they share a stadium. I mean, share a parking lot. They've been fighting it, but the governor, Mike Cahoe, has signed a legislative package on Saturday that will basically give a bunch of money to the Royals and the Chiefs. The Chiefs want to renovate their stadium, the Arrowhead Stadium, which is one of the most famous stadiums in football. It's very historic. The Royals just want they want to build a new stadium in replacement of Kauffman Stadium that is where they play theirs. But
it's a long time coming for that place.
But the lease doesn't expire with Jackson County in Missouri until January of 2031. But they want to go ahead and kind of renovate these things. I think it's pertinent for me that the Chiefs stay in Jackson County, Missouri.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Kansas City.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, both those stadiums needed renovations. And that they've brought, let's be honest, both those teams have had championship runs in the last 10 years. They've brought plenty of money, if you will, to, you know, that area. So I'm on board with it, man. Make it happen. It just makes too much sense for those teams to stay where they are and do those renovations.
If the Chiefs did leave Kansas City, though, like the actual city, like, would they change their name? Would they change it to the Kansas Chiefs?
If they moved it? Absolutely not.
Well, you can't. I mean, you're not
wasn't there a city? Wasn't there a city?
We're still the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, but we're still in Georgia.
Was it? Yeah, but I mean, that doesn't matter.
I mean, don't
the Cowboys play in Arlington?
But technically, the Braves have the zip code still reads that they're Atlanta, even though they're in Cobb County, because that's, you know, how zip codes are. Mm-hmm. They're just the local, the closest mailing post office, you know, wherever that is. But I mean, if you're in a whole other state,
yeah.
All I know is if they go from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Kansas Chiefs, they lose aura points, in my opinion. They lose aura.
It doesn't sound like it. But there's a Kansas City in Kansas, too, right? I mean, you just.
Yeah,
Kansas
there
City,
is.
Kansas.
All right. We're spoken like a true Eagles fan over there.
Braves fan. False narrative. Well, I mean, Falcons fan.
Bro,
you just said Braves, so the Braves are on my mind.
Don't you love it when you catch someone sliding and they just walk right into it? I mean, daggum, Dylan.
I mean, I still said Braves fan, which I am. So
same guy that was like, yeah, I'm not late. I'm 6:40. Supposed to be here at 6:30.
Speaking of which, we are late. And coming up, we're going to cover the U.S. Open, the difficulties these guys were facing. J.J. Spahn was the only golfer to finish under par, and we've got a mic'd up.
Yeah, I have a decision. A Johnson family household decision in front of me that is going to change the trajectory of my family for generations. And we got to make it sometime soon. Tell you what it is. It's coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 A Game, and
the Odyssey app.
There you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.